Next patient is Daniel Flint, 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 F as in Frank, Flint Daniel, DANIEL. Date of birth is 1/5/1940, and date of visit is 4/21/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Yu Ho Wong, W-O-N-G, U is Y-U, Y-U-O is H-O, Wong, W-O-N-G. Date of consultation is 420, date of consultation 4/21/22. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Wong, thank you for sending Daniel Flint for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and cough. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has a history for COPD, has been using a Symbicort inhaler twice daily, but has a history for cough, shortness of breath, and wheezing. The patient denies any yellow sputum and fever, so night sweats. And his most recent chest x-ray was more than a year ago. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux and leg edema and anxiety, as well as Parkinson's. Next paragraph, past history is significant for hyperlipidemia and glaucoma. History for TIAs and COPD. Yes, that gastroesophageal reflux and had esophageal polyps removed. He also has copper tunnel syndrome on the right. And hypothyroidism, status post radioactive iodine therapy, and had a left hip replacement. Had esophageal dilatations done and carpal tunnel release done. And colonoscopies. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and quit. I'm sorry, for 40 years and quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of old age, mother died of breast cancer and old age. Next paragraph. Medication list included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Synthroid 88 micrograms daily, dorzolamide eye drops BID, Albuterol inhaler PRN, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Pravastatin 10 milligrams daily, and Carbidopa Levodopa 25-100 milligrams TID, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily, and multivitamins. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had weight loss. He also had glaucoma and cataracts. He had hoarseness, no nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency. And he has asthmatic symptoms with cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Also has constipation and diarrhea. He had calf muscle pains and leg swelling, and had anxiety or depression. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has memory loss and no headaches or seizures. And the other system of his is negative. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallid sign of this icterus or peripheral edema. I'm sorry, icterus, but has peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 150, saturation 96. HENT and nomospheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with bibasal crackles and occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, someone has to with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 2+ edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1+, with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three, history of hyperlipidemia. Number four, anxiety disorder. Number five is Parkinson's disease. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Was advised to get a chest X-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. Advised to continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. A copy of his recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up will be arranged in 2 weeks. He may need to have a CT chest without contrast as well. Thank you, Dr. Wong, for this consultation. Let's start this, Susan. Copy for Dr. Wong. Yu Ho Wong.